Welcome to The Schmooze with Rabbi Levi Mintz, Rabbi of Congregation Beth Israel and co-director of Chabad for Scythe, Dawson, and Lumpkin with his wife, Heish. The Schmooze is a weekly show that infuses life into life. More than a conversation, it's a meaningful schmooze. To interact with the show or to become a sponsor, reach out at office@jewishforscythe.org. Now, let's get schmoozing with Rabbi Mintz and his co-host, Tim House, on North Georgia's News Talk, AM 550 WDUN. That's right, it is the Schmooze. Bill Main hanging out with Rabbi Levi Mintz. Rabbi, it's such a blessing to be with you today. I hope you're having a good day.
Bill, it is fantastic being together with you and with all of our listeners, and I'm super excited about a meaningful schmooze, and very much looking forward to the next segment with Lubov for the Ask the Rabbi segment. But I got to tell you, Bill, Jewish life in North Georgia is hopping and popping. It is so energized that I'd love to share with you and our listeners the top three things that are getting me excited about living in Forsyth County in North Georgia at this time. So let's jump straight in. Number one, construction for the Jewish Community Center of North Georgia is live. It's happening, and it's so invigorating to see. I mean, you got these trucks coming and going, and dirt and rocks in and out. This week, they put in the water pipe. That's like the drinking water pipe, and then they have a bigger water pipe for, God forbid, if there's a fire, and then they're putting in the underground, all of these pipes for the sewer. It is like unbelievable. I mean, I've never, honestly, with the Georgia red clay, it looks like Mars right now. So if you want to have a feeling of going to outer space, this is a great opportunity to get a feeling with a lot of gravity. And it's just, it's a visual that is very exciting. So of course, as a community, there's a lot of reason to be filled with a lot of joy and excitement in the transformation of Jewish life taking place in front of our nose. And of course, if anyone would like to get in touch and to learn more about this project, you can reach out to me at rabbi@jewishforscythe.org, rabbi@jewishforscythe.org. Now, in addition, number two, what's getting me excited is the fact that we started a really cool class, amazing attendance, a four-week course on supernatural, all of Judaism's authentic teachings about the supernatural, the paranormal. And this week, Wednesday night, we are going into our second class speaking about astronomy and Jewish belief. It is going to be fascinating. If you haven't yet RSVP'd for this course, it's never too late. Go to jewishforscythe.org this Wednesday, 7:30 p.m., Astronomy in the Jewish Belief. It's a lot of fun, very interesting, and love to have you participate with the community in this great event. And number three, what's getting me most excited this week, Bill,
okay,
is that this Monday night is the Jewish holiday of Lag BaOmer, the day when we recognize when a pandemic of thousands of rabbis that were dying in the second century ended. And that day when it ended turned into a day of Jewish celebration, celebrating Jewish unity. And of course, here in North Georgia, we know how to party. It's going to be a big barbecue, live music, a lot of fun, activities for the entire family from toddler all the way to seniors. And of course, RSVP. It's so simple. Just go to jewishforscythe.org, and looking forward to celebrating the holiday of Lag BaOmer with you and your family.
Wow. You have so much. I don't see how you contain yourself. You have so much going on. And that really, honestly, folks, he said that's his top three, but there's more going on there. And to find out more, again, jewishforscythe.org is where you can get the information. Well, Rabbi, if you're ready to schmooze, we'll take a quick break and come back, and we'll get into the meat of Ask the Rabbi with Lubov.
Join Judah, the Hebrew school that's totally awesome. Judah offers Hebrew curriculum through experiential learning in a warm and inclusive setting. See holiday traditions brought to life through multi-sensory discovery. The passionate, energetic, and caring staff at Judah offer teaching that's innovative and fun. Find out more and become involved today at myjudah.org. That's myjudah.org. Judah, it's the Hebrew school that's totally awesome.
Back on the Schmooze, Bill Main hanging out with Rabbi Levi Mintz, and Rabbi, we've got Lubov back with us. Lubov, hope you're doing well today.
I'm doing great. Happy happy Sunday.
Yeah. Well, you always bring great questions. So where are we going today? I understand we're going to go into the creative realm today.
We are. So I'm sure I'm not alone here, but I've been binge watching a little show called Jewish Matchmaking on Netflix. And I am definitely obsessed with it. I think it's so awesome. And I want the inside scoop, Rabbi. I want to know about the process of working with a matchmaker, the time frame, and then also the no-touch rule, which was very interesting to me. I didn't know that if you're Orthodox, you couldn't touch like the opposite sex. So I want to hear it all.
Matchmaker, matchmaker, make me a match. Find me a catch. This is what we want, right? We want to jump straight into Fiddler on the Roof. But meaning we don't really want to jump onto Fiddler on the Roof, because sometimes when we think about Fiddler on the Roof, it's like, okay, not relatable, not 21st century. But what you're asking is basically, what's the deal with 21st century Jewish matchmaking, and what's the idea, and obviously, you know, how and if and is it relatable for the regular American living out there?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's start with an important foundation. The important foundation is that there are four critical ingredients into finding a person's match, and we're going to start from the bottom up, and what we're going to realize is that not only is it important that for a match to be a match, you really need to have all four, but there's also a timing process in how each of these four critical ingredients are implemented into the relationship. So let's jump right in. So the first of the four that is necessary for it to be a match is that there needs to be physical attraction. What does it mean, physical attraction? It means that the first time that the man and the woman meet, they need to be physically attracted. Simple. Period. Let's not get, Kabbalistic about this. There needs to be straightforward physical attraction. And, you know, for a person to know if they're physically attracted, living here in this physical world, they should be able to figure that out very quickly. You know, by the end of the first date, you should know yay or nay. What are we working with? Am I attracted or am I not? And it's critical, and it's not an area that a person can pretend about or to say, it's not so important. You know, I'm a spiritual person. This does it not important. No. In Jewish matchmaking, step number one, both individuals need to be physically attracted. And let's call it that there is physical compatibility. That's one. The second thing, from there needs to be emotional compatibility. What does that mean? What it means is that one, that both partners feel emotionally connected, that the other person emotionally understands me, feels for me. We're passionate and we care emotionally about life in a similar way, that we connect emotionally. That I have feelings towards them that I care about them, that I emotionally am concerned about them. And I feel that there's emotional compatibility both ways, that I feel that the other person feels emotionally content with me. So, and that I'm receiving from them the emotions that we need. So there needs to be emotional compatibility that is integral. Now that's step two. Step three, we now move to the third category, which is intellectual compatibility. One needs to be able to think with their partner, that there is an intellectual compatibility. You don't want to be in a situation where you feel like you're speaking to a kid in middle school. You have to be able to intellectually be on the same page, intellectually being compatible. Now, it doesn't mean that both people need to have, you know all of the same information and be passionate about, you know, the same interests, you know. What it means is that the way the mind works, the capacity, is that whatever we're speaking about, there's compatibility intellectually. I don't feel like I'm with someone that's like dumber than me or like out of my league, smarter than me. There is an intellectual compatibility. We're on the same page intellectually. And then Judaism presents a fourth critical a level of compatibility. So after physical, after emotional, after intellectual, it's the fourth and final piece, which is soulful compatibility. And what that means by soulful compatibility is that our visions for life are on the same page. Our why for life is in the same page. Where we find our meaning, our purpose, is in the same page. Where we go to dig deep with our faith, with our relationship with God, that our drive for life, the soulful elements of life, the why that's behind all of the what that we do, should be on the same page. When one has those four steps, physical compatibility, emotional compatibility, spiritual compatibility, and soulful compatibility, these are four very important pieces that need to be in place for two people to look at each other and to say that they are a match. Now, there's you know, even though you may recognize that you have all four, doesn't mean you're ready to get married. That's for another conversation. But in terms of, like, are we a match? Yes. This is very important and critical, four things that are absolutely necessary. Now here, Lubav, is where Jewish matchmaking turns social modern dating on its head. In modern dating, what's the process that people usually go through to discover if they're compatible? Usually they go bottoms up. What does that mean? First, they begin very, very strong in the physical till the end. Then from there, they grow emotionally with their feelings. Then from there, they work and to see if they're on the same page intellectually. And then the last piece is to see where they are soulfully. In Judaism's matchmaking, it's completely the other way around. Is on the first date, we want to first start, before we're even taking this relationship anywhere, let's make sure we're compatible soulfully. Then from there intellectually, then from there emotionally, and then there physically. And when I say there physically, meaning the guy and the girl will only be physically fully intimate only after they're married.
Wow. So let me get this straight. You get deep on the first date, ask all the whys. And then so with the physicality of it, you mentioned that's an important piece, but you also said that that's something that you don't explore until after you're married. So you're saying the initial attraction has to be there on the first date, but nothing else.
Exactly. The initial physical attraction, meaning what the eye sees. But in terms of actually engaging physically, that's going to be the last thing, and that's only going to be after marriage. So in terms of in Jewish matchmaking, when we say the very first step is spiritual compatibility, actually, if you're working with a matchmaker, that's already going to be covered even before your meeting, because that's number one. That's the most important, right, is our mission and vision and soulful energy aligned. I don't want to meet someone if I'm not aligned in the most important space of that's going to really decide all of the energy in our relationship and in our home and the direction how we make decisions and how we raise our children. Like, this is like the most important. So with a Jewish matchmaker, you're actually going to be having this conversation with your matchmaker even before you're matched up. And you're really on a date only verifying that what the matchmaker told you, that, oh, she or he is totally on the same page with you soulfully, is just verified.
So what's the percentage of success working with a matchmaker?
I wouldn't say that there's a percentage of a success, meaning some people will be matched up with the first person, and it's like we say, bashert, right? It's meant to be.
Yeah.
Some other people will have to go years and years of dating, and there's a lot of ramifications that have to go into this, right? There's an element of not every matchmaker, you know, matchmakers are not prophets, it's number one. And number two, not every person is ready actually to get married just because they're dating. right? That also is an important ingredient. And they're not ready to actually settle down. You know, they still want to have fun. But one of the great blessings of a matchmaker is that at least if you're serious about getting married, you're so ahead of the game of getting through the weeds that when you're going out with someone, this person is already on the same page in the important things, in what's important to you in life, right? You're soulfully already, at least on paper, compatible of the things that are truly soulfully important to you. So it really drives the success rate very, very high. I mean, what does a regular person do if they're not going through a matchmaker? They're going to a bar, they're going to a club, or they're going on some, you know, digital dating app where they're basically just swiping with their fingers or swiping with their eyes about which person looks interesting, attractive, successful. They don't know anything about them, right? So you end up dating for a month, for 2 months, and then you learn what's going on in their head and in their heart. You're like, there's no way we're getting married, right? And then you have to start all over again. That's a brutal ride that can be avoided with a Jewish matchmaker.
That's awesome. Thank you so much.
That is incredible, and if more people took that approach, I'm sure there'd be fewer divorces, no doubt about that. Folks, we need to take a quick break. Lou Bob, hang on just a second. Rabbi, we'll be back with more of the Schmooze right after this.
Join Judah, the Hebrew school that's totally awesome. Judah offers Hebrew curriculum through experiential learning in a warm and inclusive setting. See holiday traditions brought to life through multi-sensory discovery. The passionate, energetic, and caring staff at Judah offer teaching that's innovative and fun. Find out more and become involved today at myjudah.org. That's myjudah.org. Judah, it's the Hebrew school that's totally awesome.
Back on the Schmooze, Bill Main with Rabbi Levi Mintz and Lou Bob with us, and we've been talking about matchmaking, Jewish matchmaking. And during the break, Lou Bob and I learned something about the rabbi. I understand that your wife is in the matchmaking world.
So, you know, my wife, so she is a, you know, Chaish, she is an actual Jewish matchmaker, right? And she works for Met at Chabad. And what that is that it's a new Jewish value-based dating service, matchmaking service, that is connecting Jews internationally. Meaning to say that today the largest Jewish network is Chabad. And you have thousands of synagogues and centers and schools and outreach places that are all over the world. And so, you know, inevitably you have millions of Jews that are connected with these institutions internationally. And if it's important to them to marry someone that is Jewish so that they build a Jewish home, you want to be able to bring them all together to help people get married to the types of people that they want to get married to in the most easiest way. So my wife is actually a matchmaker, and
wow.
And which is, you know, which is an amazing communal resource that people should be aware of, and it's a beautiful, beautiful thing that she does, and really bringing people together and helping them start their families and building homes. But something that's just interesting that she's telling me is that it has opened up her eyes in seeing when she's interviewing, you know, these youngsters, let's call them youngsters, right? I mean, you know, they're younger people ready to get their lives seriously. And by interviewing them and also watching in the process that they're dating, her role has also turned into like a coach in the sense that it will boggle the mind of what the young 21st century guy and girl that has been growing up in our culture, in our modern culture, that their vision, their perception of marriage is so crazy, is so wild, that this is one of the reasons why there's a real pandemic of loneliness. The reason why there's such a pandemic of loneliness is because people are not in meaningful marriages. Either people are not getting married, or if they are getting married, they're not able to stay together and they're getting divorced. And then it creates an incredible level of loneliness, and there's nothing more painful in the world than loneliness. And a lot of the reason why there's this pandemic of loneliness is simply because people don't know how to date, how to find a lifelong partner, how to be in a marriage, like how to do this. Like, how do we be in a relationship? Like, not digital, not AI, but like real people under one roof, living life. And it sounds funny for anyone that grew up in more of like an old school home. But there's almost no old school homes today because we live in a world of the internet and television and you know, our children are being raised in a very modern, new age way of looking at life. And what's being discovered through this, you know, all of this discussion is that there's really such an important education that needs to start being done in a very strong way of educating our youth of what a marriage looks like, what relationships look like, what committed partnership looks like, what's realistic, what is just, you know, Hollywood, Disneyland, doesn't exist, and really giving tools to be able to create meaningful relationships. And meaningful relationships are super important because it dictates how life will be lived. If someone's in a meaningful relationship, the doors that open up are endless. You know, it says in the Talmud that the source of one's blessing in their life is their spouse. Like unpack that. That's such a powerful statement, that the source of one's blessing in one's life is their spouse. It's integral. It's important.
Yeah.
And so obviously, you know, it's this. I'm so happy, Lubov, that you brought up this conversation because it's so important. And whatever we can do to help people get together in meaningful, long lasting relationships, I think that it makes the world a better place. And, you know, when you have strong families, you have strong society, strong civilization, you have a strong world. And it's something that's very important.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And I think back to your point from earlier, you know, unless you were raised in a home that wasn't broken, that didn't, you know, you really don't have a great example of a good marriage and how to get through those tough times. And so, we go to college and we get, you know, we go through training for our jobs, but what kind of training do we really have to communicate with people or to have a healthy relationship? We haven't had an example of that in our lives. So I agree. I think there's a lot of things that happen in marriage. And if you start off on the right foot, you're definitely better off for it. So
definitely. No doubt.
Yeah. Wow. This is what a great perspective on matchmaking. I know people have heard about it for a long time and didn't really understand it, but what a great perspective on that and a wonderful perspective on marriage as a whole. Lubov, you open these doors and such great things come out. Appreciate you being part of the Schmooze. This has been great.
Thank you. I appreciate you guys. This is wonderful. I look forward to this every Friday. So, and I hope we can have Heist on and we can have, like, instead of a, you know, Q&A with Rabbi, it's just a conversation about this topic. Cause I think to your point, it's such an important thing. You know, if we have strong families, strong relationships, we have a better society. We have less craziness going on.
Let's do it next week.
Sounds
okay,
like a winner.
Let's do it.
We did it again, Rabbi. Another great schmooze. This has been extremely informative. I just love it so much.
And let's never forget, L'chaim to life. Always infuse life into life.
The Schmooze is a weekly show that infuses life into life. More than a conversation, it's a meaningful schmooze. To interact with the show or to become a sponsor, reach out at office@jewishforsife.org. Join Judah, the Hebrew school that's totally awesome. Judah offers Hebrew curriculum through experiential learning in a warm and inclusive setting. See holiday traditions brought to life through multi-sensory discovery. The passionate, energetic, and caring staff at Judah offer teaching that's innovative and fun. Find out more and become involved today at myjudah.org. That's myjudah.org. Judah, it's the Hebrew school that's totally awesome.